The Department of Veterans Affairs negotiates with drug makers over what it will pay for medication, but the government health program Medicare is prevented from doing so. Middleton Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach supports bills in Congress that would change that. He says the U.S. should not be paying more for medicine than it has to.
I understand that pharmaceutical companies are a for-profit company. I understand that there's a lot of research and development that goes into the products that they produce. All of that being said, it shouldn't cost us more in order to get the kind of pharmaceuticals that we need to have.
How much more? A left-leaning economic think tank in Washington says other countries are paying a fraction of what the U.S. spends for drugs provided through Medicare. For every dollar the U.S. spends, the United Kingdom shells out 40 cents. In Denmark, it's even lower, 35 cents. Canada comes the closest to U.S. spending at 77 cents. Nicole Wu conducted the analysis for the Center for Economic Policy and Research.
If Medicare was able to negotiate drug prices down, you know, honestly, our government spending on healthcare is much larger than that of a country like Denmark, so we should have even more leverage.
The right-leaning Heritage Foundation contends allowing the federal government to negotiate Medicare's drug prices would be akin to price fixing. It says competition among private insurers has kept Medicare premiums from spiking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.